Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Mem Ches, the fourth parak HaTcheles. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, a Braisa states that if one shechted the two kvasim on four chalos instead of two, Moshech Shtaim Hen Umanifan, he removes two of them and waves them together with the shechted lambs, Vashar Ne'echeles Bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. The rabbis thought this cannot agree with Rebbe, who holds Shechita is Mekadosh the Lechem, so two of those loaves would attain Kedusha's Aguf, and two remain with Kedusha's Damim. Since they cannot be identified, where are the loaves when he redeems the superfluous loaves? If they're outside the Azara, the two with Kedusha's Aguf will be invalidated through Yotze, leaving the Azara, since the Tanufa takes place in the Azara. If they're redeemed inside the Azara, Hamayel Chulin L'Azara, he's thereby bringing Chulin into the Azara, which is forbidden. Therefore, the rabbis assume this braisa holds that the lechem only attains Kedusha's Aguf after Zrika, so none are disqualified by leaving the Azara. Rav Chista explained that the braisa can agree with Rebbe, and the pidyon takes place inside the Azara, b'chulin l'meil kahavyon, and they become chulin on their own, which does not transgress bringing chulin into the Azara. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina Terasa taught a braisa before Rabbi Yochanan that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorek daman shalo shman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim's sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person, arise and sin so that you'll gain? How can we permit Zrika Shalo Lishma to enable the consumption of all four kvasim? But the Rabbans say that if every chatas become mixed with every ola, one cannot be makdir the every chatas, which are not allowed on the Mizbech, to enable burning the every ola. The Gemara answers that while we would permit sinning with a chatas to gain with a chatas, we do not say, Amur b'chata b'chatas b'shvil shetizka ba'ola, arise and sin with the chatas so that you will gain with the ola. The Gemara objects that if kvasim were shechted shelo lishman, we do not permit zrika on Shabbos to allow burning its own amorim. It answers that we would permit sinning on Shabbos to gain on Shabbos, but not to permit burning the amorim, which would be after Shabbos. And point number three, Rav Yitzchak Tata Braisa, Kipsi Yaser Sheshchatan Shelo Kmitzvasan. If lambs of Shavuos were shechted not according to the prescribed way, rather they were shechted shelo lishman, they are pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachman told him that he compares Kipsi Aseres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shelo lishman's pasul, so to Kipsi Aseres shechted shelo lishman are pasul. However, a Tana of Levi's yeshiva holds they are kasher, deriving shalmei chovah mishalmei nedava, obligatory shalmim from voluntary shalmim. That braisa discusses shalmim ben nazir, another case of obligatory shalmim. The Gemara proceeds to prove that Levi agrees that an Asham Nazir or Asham Metzor, which were in their second year instead of their first year as required, are pasul. Not only does he not derive from Shlamim to consider them valid, but he does not even derive these Ashamos from an Asham Gazelos or Asham Me'ilos, which require a second year animal, because Ein Dan Davar Shel Behekshero Medavar Shel Behekshero. We do not derive something improperly performed from something properly performed. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa states that if one shechted the two kvasim on four chalos instead of two, Moshech shtayim mehen u'menifan, he removes two of them and waves them together with the shechted lambs, v'shar ne'echeles b'vidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. The rabbis thought this cannot agree with Rebbe, who holds shechita is mekadosh the lechem, so two of those loaves would attain Kedusha's aguf, and two remain with Kedusha's damim. Since they cannot be identified, where are the loaves when he redeems the superfluous loaves? If they're outside the Azara, the two with Kedusha's Aguf will be invalidated through Yotze, leaving the Azara, since the Tanufa takes place in the Azara. If they're redeemed inside the Azara, Hamayel Chulin L'Azara, he's thereby bringing Chulin into the Azara, which is forbidden. Therefore, the rabbis assume this braisa holds that the lechem only attains Kedusha's Aguf after Zrika, so none are disqualified by leaving the Azara. Rav Chista explained that the braisa can agree with Rebbe, and the pidyon takes place inside the Azara, b'chulin l'meil kahavyon, and they become chulin on their own, which does not transgress bringing chulin into the Azara. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina Terasa taught a braisa before Rabbi Yochanan that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorek daman shalo shman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim's sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person, arise and sin so that you'll gain? How can we permit zrika shelo lishma to enable the consumption of all four kvasim? But the Rabban say that if every chatas become mixed with every ola, one cannot be makya the every chatas, which are not allowed on the mizbech, to enable burning the every ola. The Gemara answers that while we would permit sinning with a chatas to gain with a chatas, we do not say, amur b'chata b'chatas b'shvil shetizke ba'ola, arise and sin with the chatas so that you will gain with the ola. The Gemara objects that if kvasim were shakted shelo lishman, we do not permit zrika on Shabbos to allow burning its own emorim. It answers that we would permit sinning on Shabbos to gain on Shabbos, but not to permit burning the Amorim, which would be after Shabbos. And point number three, Rav Yitzchak Tada Braisa, keeps the answer sheshchatan shchok mitzvasan. If lambs of Shavuos were shechted not according to the prescribed way, rather, they were shechted shelo lishman, they are pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachman told him that he compares kipsi aseres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shelo lishman's pasul, so to kipsi aseres shechted shelo lishman are pasul. However, a Tana of Levi's yeshiva holds they are kasher, deriving shalmei chova m'shalmei nedava, obligatory shlamim from voluntary shlamim. That braisa discusses shlamim v'nazir, another case of obligatory shlamim. The Gemara proceeds to prove that Levi agrees that an Ashem Nazir or Ashem Metzor, which were in their second year instead of their first year as required, are pasul. Not only does he not derive from Shlamim to consider them valid, but he does not even derive these Ashamos from an Ashem Gazelos or Ashem Me'ilos, which require a second year animal, because Ein Dang Davar Shel BeHekshero MeDavar Shel BeHekshero. We do not derive something improperly performed from something properly performed. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem Ches, and our standard Siman relates to the brain, Moach, and we use brainiacs for the Siman. Brainiacs are very bright people. So here goes. While one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether Kipsi Avseres brought Shelo Lishma or Pasul like a Chatas or Kosher like a Shalmei Nadava. Once again, slow motion. Well, one brainiac, that was more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, which reminds us of Bryce's state that if one shechted the two kvasim on four challahs instead of two, Moshech shtayim mehen umanifan, he removes two of them and weighs them together with the shechted lambs, v'ashar ne'achelos bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, which reminds us, Rabbi China Tarasa Tana Braisa, before Rabbi Yochanan, that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorg damen shelo lishman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim's sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person arise and sin so that you will gain? So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether Kipsi Atzeres brought Shelo Lishma or Pasul like a Chatas or Kosher like a Shalmei Nadava, which reminds us of Yitzhak Tara Braisa, Kipsi Atzeres Sheshchatan Shelo Kmitzvasan. If lambs of Shavuos were shechted not according to the prescribed way, rather they were shechted Shelo Lishman, they're Pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachum told him that he compares the Kipsi Aseres to a Chatas because they're mentioned together in the Pasuk, deriving that just as a Chatas shechted Shelo Lishma is Pasul, so too Kipsi Aseres shechted Shelo Lishman are Pasul. However, a ton of Levi's yeshiva holds their Kosher, deriving Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nadava, obligatory Shlamim, from voluntary Shlamim. That Braisa discusses Shlamei Benazra, another case of obligatory Shlamim. So once again, while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether Kipsi Aseres brought Shelo Lishma or Pasul like a Chatas or Kosher like a Shalmei Nadava. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Dalet. So the Siman Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The man who was very upset that his sister's got muddy. That Masmur on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The man who was very upset that his sister got muddy while searching for a chila zone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of the chila zone and teaches that because the chila zone is so difficult to obtain, tchilas is expensive. So the man who was very upset that his sister got muddy while searching for a chila zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the man whose tzitzis prevented him from sitting with a woman. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chil zon, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying minchas and nesachim waded through the mud, one with the mincha first and one with the nesachim first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about the order of the mincha and nesachim of a minchas nesachim. Daf Mem Hey. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hey is Manishtana, a Pesach Seder. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Manishtana, Manishtana. That must be on Daf Mem Hey, Ma. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one, which reminds us that we learned the Kabbalahs of Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos are not ma'ak of each other. The Torah requires two parin to be brought in Rosh Chodesh, but a pasuk says in Yechezkel that a bowl is brought. This teaches Shimo Matzah Shnayim may be echad, that if he did not find two bowls, he should still bring one. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in Sefer Torah, which reminds us the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel appeared to contradict the Torah until they were clarified by Chanina ben Chizkiah. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in the Sefer Torah. While another child was busy looking at a Har Sinai Haggadah with a picture of the Kibsei of Seres being brought in the Midbar without the Shtei Alechem, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the Shtei Alechem or Kvasim being ma'ak of the other. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, the Shtei Lechem of Shavuos are ma'ak of the two kvasim brought with it, but the kvasim are not ma'ak of the lechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says, reverse, that the kvasim are ma'ak of the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'ak of the kvasim, because we find that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years, the lambs were offered without bread, since the Shtei Lechem could only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce. Afkan yikru b'kvasim b'lo lechem. Here too, the lambs may be offered without bread. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume. Cow. That must be on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Shtei Alechem are Ma'ak of the Shnei Kvasim, or vice versa. Yochanan says, Hakom modim shim huskuku ze leze, shema'akim ze ze. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they're ma'ak of one another. Be'ezo hu zika shalahen, and what creates their zika, their connection? Shechita, the slaughter of the two kvasim. So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a zika between them as well, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael they asked, Tanufa osa zika? Does waving the Kvasim and Alechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the Shechita creates a zika, he may have been uncertain if Tanufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asked, if Tanufa does not create a Zika, so Lechem is replaced if it was lost after the Tanufa, Oso Lechem Ton Tanufa, or Eno Ton Tanufa? Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. While he had two loaves which were brought by themselves, burned in the corner of the class, after their appearance changed overnight, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, Shtei Lechem Abos Mifnei Asman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that they may be brought if there are no kvasim, they're waved, utuber tzerasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, v'yetzlu beis reifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the Kibsei Atzeres maze. Maze? That must move on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the Kibsei Atzeres maze by being Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that the Kibsei Atzeres are Mekadosh. They sanctify the Shtei Alechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done with Shman, the Lechem may be eaten. If they were shechted shelo shman, the lechem is not sanctified. If the shechita was lishman, but the zrika was shelo shman, Rebbe says, halechem kadosh ve'eino kadosh. The bread is sanctified and not sanctified. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, it's not kadosh unless both the shechita and zrika were lishman. So the contestants at the Kibbutz Atzeres Meis entered by being mekadosh the shtei lechem by passing through both the shechita and zrika gates, and were challenged to do a zrika's pika while looking through the telescope at the lechem outside the maze, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, that if the shtei lechem left Yerushalayim between the shechita and zrika, and the zrika was done with intent to eat the lamb's chutz lezmanan, outside, there's a lot of time, Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem does not become pigo, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. So the contestants at the Kibbutz Atzeres Meis entered by being mekadosh the shtei lechem by passing through both the shechita and zrika gates, and were challenged to do a zrika's pika while looking through the telescope at the lechem outside the maze, and to find the missing lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to do a zrika shelo lishma to permit the basar to be eaten. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, if the kvasim were shechted properly, and the lechem was subsequently lost, so if the zrika is completed properly, the kvasim would not need to be destroyed. Can he throw their blood not for their sake to permit the meat for consumption? If zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kibbutz yetzer status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem.
All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which stuff do we learn that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, the kvasim were offered without bread, since the shtei lechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce? That's on daf? Mem hey.
Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we learn that te'ima pasua, wool dyed for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis? That's on daf? Mem beis.
Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do we discuss kibbutz atzeres, which were shechted shelo lishma, whether they are pasul like a chatas or kasher like shalmei nedava? That's on daf. Memches.
Good. Number 4.
Which stuff brings a description of the chilazon and teaches that because it's difficult to obtain, techilas is expensive? That's on daf. Memdalad.
Good. Number 5.
Which stuff do you learn that shechita owes a zika, that it connects the shnei alechem to the shnei kvasim, and therefore their ma'akav zeh? That's on daf. Memvav.
Good. Number 6.
Which stuff do you discuss what the din is one shechted for kvasim over two loaves? That's on daf. Memches.
Good. Number 7.
Which stuff do we discuss psukim and sefer Yecheskel that appear to contradict the Torah until they were clarified by Hanina ben Chizkiah? That's on daf. Mem hey.
Good. Number 8.
Which stuff do we discuss what the din is one shechted the two kvasim of atzeres on four chalos? That's on daf. Mem ches.
Good. Number 9.
Which stuff do we learn several drushes from Reismo, so one of them being that ksus laila is patur from tzitzis? That's on daf. Mem gimel.
Great. And number 10.
Which stuff do we have a question whether tanufa owes a zika as well? That's on daf.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.